Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won! Liverpool's got the score! Fiddler, his farewell! His farewell! He hits it, he's got it! He's got the field goal! He's got the premiership! He has gone from, as I said, a captain to a legend, and probably rugby league immortality.
That's not a try, that's a miracle!
All right, now, team of the week. This was definitely the hardest week.
Yeah.
Definitely the hardest week, because our teams are fucking totally different. So I had Miller at fullback on a debut against for the Sharks. I thought he was outstanding. I want to give a shout out to Ramsey, Cody Ramsey. Best game of his career. Easy. He was outstanding on the weekend. Then I had Cobbo on the wing, Lomax in the centres, Hiku in the centres. I had Tulangi on the edge. I had Luai at six. I had Townsend at seven. I thought Hines was incredible, but I just thought Townsend orchestrating one of the great wins against Melbourne. Papali'i at eight. I thought he was fantastic in his 250 NRL game. I had Robson at nine, and I want to give a massive shout out to Brown. You know, initially I had Brown there, but I think the fact they did that against the Storm, pretty incredible. Brown from the Tigers came on, scored two tries, hadn't played for 3 years. I had Fisher Harris at 10. I had Nanai at 11. I had Madison at 12. Isaiah Yeo at 13. You want to hear something crazy though? Ofengawe, he actually nearly pipped him for 13. I thought Ofengawe was fantastic at 13. And matter of fact, every single week that he's been in 13 this year, he has improved. If you had asked me 4 weeks ago, I would have said Ofengawe is not a 13. He is not a 13. He's becoming a 13. He had two try involvements on the weekend and was crucial to their win.
His ball playing's come a long way
massively,
in a very short space of time.
Massively. Tarpane at 15, Cotter at 16, Carrigan at 17, Hines at 18, Brayley at 19.
Fuck, it's a tough week. Good God. Fullback, I went Ramsey. You said I agree. I think it was the best performance of his career so far. Hard to leave Miller out, but I've got him in later. Wingers, I had Cobbo, Tuolungi, then I had Penasini and Hiku in the centres. Luai at 6, Hines at 7. Josh Papali, I think it was game 250, huge performance. James Fisher-Harris in the front row, Reece Robson at 9. I had Nanai. I had Hudson Young in the second row. I thought he was unreal for the Raiders. Isaiah Yeo at 13. My bench, I went Jared Wallace, two tries, Cam McInnes, Miller. And my last spot, I had it between Jeremy Marshall-King and Cook. I think I'm going to go with Marshall-King. I thought he was great for Canterbury.
Yeah, bit of youth in my side. And I remember last week, trying to pick a hooker because there wasn't a lot of standouts.
Yeah.
Could have picked about 10 different hookers this week. Yeah, there that many good performances. Lachie Miller at fullback, Cobbo and Nico Kotchick on the wings. I thought Kotchick probably had his best game back in Raiders colours. Staggs and Lomax centres, Luai Hines halves, Wallace and big Joshy Papali'i in at front row. Reid Marnie at nine, Hutto Young and Luke Garner, who was awesome again, back row with Isaiah Yeo. Bench was Cook, Nanai, Robson and Madison.
Yep. Mate, there was some good performances. Good performance now. First game of the week, Knights versus Broncos. Yeah, look, what a game. What a game. I guess we'll get the we'll speak quickly about the refs this week before we get going. We'll try to be brief. Personally, I think the reffing standard has deteriorated slightly. I think that, and I think it actually isn't the refs' fault. I think that the direction being handed down from higher up as to what they want done is actually at fault here. I think that, for example, you know, some of the sin bins, they've been told to be very aggressive about professional fouls. We saw on the weekend, like, you know, the Mitchell Moses one was touch or go. Okay, yes, he did grab onto him, but was it that much of a holdback? I would be okay with Moses getting sent off. Then fast forward two games, Reece Walsh literally holds the guy's leg down. Clear professional foul. Doesn't get sent for 10. And so I just think that there is a confusion as there's such a subjective decision as to, like, you know, are we black and white? Some refs are grey, some refs aren't grey. Then you look at the obstruction call against the Knights. That was a shocking call. Then the Dane Gagai one where it, like, slips out of his hand slightly. I believe he got control before he grounded. Like, I believe he grounded with control. Like, clear control. You know, in saying that, if you want to go black and white, yeah, okay, he bobbled a little bit. Do you guys think that the refs are the ones that have deteriorated in quality, or do you think that the direction from above has made it harder for them to ref?
Oh, I think the direction above has made it much harder. Mm. And let's be clear, it's a fucking hard game to referee as it is. It is a tough game to officiate. I also think that some of the bunker decisions have just been awful. Mm. Like, in that, like, I felt sorry for the refs in that Knights Broncos game because everyone said the same thing. Oh, the refereeing was shit. It's like, the bunkers went upstairs. They watched it 15 times on replay and still came up with the wrong decision. Like, I don't understand how we can miss. The Gagai one I can understand, but sorry, I haven't spoken to anyone that I consider as knowing rugby league that has agreed with that decision.
Well, we are watching obstruction calls get called where it has no effect on the play. We all know it has no effect on the play, and that gets pulled up. Like, that, like, a player gets obstructed, he's 20 metres away from the ball, they score in the corner, and that gets pulled up. But then we watch a clear indication. He catches the ball on the inside shoulder. He goes behind him and passes. Doesn't matter what you think. Even if you're saying he wouldn't have got to the ball, whatever, the ball has left his line of sight because there's a player in front of him and he can't see him. Plus, he can't get to that person because there's a player in front of him. How is that not an obstruction? How's that not an obstruction?
Oh, I hate it as well at the moment how... You know, you can half run an obstruction and then you can just go down. You can apologise. Like, I don't understand how we can only penalise it on scoring plays more and more. Like, if you knock on, you can't pick up the ball and go, fuck, my bad, I'll just lie here.
Mm.
Like, I think we need to make a decision where it's black and white. We penalise it regardless of what the outcome of the play is. Mm. But on that one, I don't understand how. Like, it was so obvious.
It's so obvious. Like, crazy.
So obvious. It was just, you know, there was the other one, I forget what game, I think it was the Sharks game yesterday where the halfback made the decision to tackle the lead runner.
Well, it was a couple of weeks ago we saw, he literally turned his body in. I forgot who it was.
So it was Schneider. He made a decision to tackle the lead runner.
Yeah, like, that was
ridiculous. That was, yeah. How much more obvious can you get? And Schneider wasn't even watching the play. He went down to make a tackle. Play,
if Schneider, like, didn't dive straight into him and he actually went up and sort of... Because he didn't have to go in. The ball was given early enough. He didn't have to go in. Mm. He could have gone across and, like, he would have been taken out and it would have been penalty without even looking at it.
Yeah.
But because he went into it, it was like, oh, it was clearly... He almost gave it up decision. Because he made the decision. Yeah.
And that gets pulled up, but then the Knights one doesn't.
Once again, it goes to the bunker and it gets pulled up. And I sort of feel like at the moment the bunker's more of an issue. I think with the sim binnings, they've been handed down what they have to do, and I just think it just lacks common sense. Mm. And the Reece Walsh for that one, though, that was disgraceful. He should have gone.
I couldn't believe that.
That was like the Daniel Tupu. That was probably, I reckon that one was worse.
Like, I could. That's like a professional fair. And then, okay, Hastings gets back on side. Makes the effort to get back on side. If he's offside, it is by half a step. Now tell me how that you can prove that was a professional foul and not just a player getting off the line because he had no one around him and he's trying to win the play.
And also, that was the second penalty the Tigers had conceded that game.
Crazy. That was insane. Like, a player makes the effort to get onside. I don't even think he was offside. Like, I think you could debate because... Isn't it, as soon as that player's touched the ball, the player playing the ball, you can get up, correct?
Mm. Yep.
That's the rule. Hastings, it looked to me, if he was offside, it was by less than half a second. Less than half, like, it was split second and it was all just timing. How is that a professional foul? And yet Reece Walsh can, like, lie on a leg. And good on Reece Walsh, you got away with it. That's what you wanted, player. Is it because he's hot? Like, is that what we're doing now? We're doing hot sin bins and not hot sin bins? Like, what's going on?
But that one was just so obvious. I mean,
the Hastings, like, ones to me blew my mind.
Yeah.
Blew my mind. What do you reckon, Simi?
Yeah, the sin binnings, whenever you see an influx of sin bins like this, I think it has to be a directive. I don't think it's the referees just going, let's start bidding people more. They're getting a directive up top for whatever reason to start bringing more into the game. So I put that on the higher authorities. I think with, you mentioned, Guru, that the, when they're giving themselves up and dropping to the ground, I'm happy for it to stay that way and not be penalised, only because 80% of the attacking structures are block runners. Yeah. So if they started calling every one of them, I think it'd just be, there'd be 35 penalties in a game.
There'd be a million penalties.
So as long as you give yourself up properly, like most of them do, I'm happy with that. Yeah, mate. It's, and then the Hastings one, I'm with you. I thought it was very harsh. I'd like to see the still frame, and I'm sure someone can get it up for us, of when it touches the dummy half's hand and when Hastings leaves the line. Because, you know, if it's, it's a sin bin every day if you are like semi-early enough, because it was clearly going to be a try. Mm. But yeah, I just want to see the exact freeze frame of when he leaves.
Well, like I'm telling you, it is half a, like, yeah, there is no way you could prove that he is intentionally trying to do a professional foul.
It's like the ref's gone, no matter when he leaves here, you're gone.
Yeah, you're gone, Skis. Like, yeah, it's just absolutely bizarre. Then on top of that, I think it's a Manly Eels game. So a few weeks ago, we saw an out-and-out knock-on. Roosters, was it Roosters Bulldogs? An out-and-out knock-on that they score.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everyone says, oh, they can't go back in because it was a play before. But then Manly Eels, there's the Mitch Moses thing. They go back two plays and send him for 10. I'm like, so you can use the bunker and go back and look at plays. You know, like, what? Like, and I'm sure someone will say, yeah, well, it was foul play, or it was 10 in the bin, and that's why you can go back there. It's like, what's the difference between that, which is, was very, you know, give or take, and a straight-up knock-on? Like, it's, so the bunker can go back, or it can't go back, or it can only go back on foul play? That's not really foul play. That's just a foul, like as in it's not like a head high or a spear tackle. I don't know. So
without getting stuck into refs too, did Matty Tomoko get away with one of the greatest forward passes of all time yesterday?
I want to be clear. I personally think that, yes, the bunker has been, you know, not the best. I think it's the directive from above that has made reffing so hard, like so fucking hard. Because, like, I feel like we went 100 years or however many years, I didn't feel like the sin bin was needed that much. Like, was anyone ever sitting there going, mate, we need to use the sin bin way more, and there's way too many professional fouls? Was anyone sitting there saying that? Now it's just, honestly, you're almost, I would love to see the amount of sin bins on the weekend, because it's nearly one a game. It's like literally nearly one a game. It used to be one a month.
When I was in high school, I remember it was like a rare treat to see a sin bin.
Yeah,
like
it was a massive deal.
It was cool.
Remember
it was
when Cam Smith got sent for 10? Yeah. And everyone lost their minds. Nowadays, it would be like, oh yeah, fucking
another Would you have, when you were playing, would you have ever done any practice for playing?
Never.
Yeah,
never.
Wouldn't have even been a...
Never ever done any practice of like playing with less than 10, 13 men.
I think that's also where it comes into play when you look back at those old games where it did happen. Like, it doesn't have the result you expect. Teams hang in the fight probably because they aren't training for it like they are now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... So, look, I think that the above the refs, you know, they're culpable for this. You cannot watch the games, in my opinion, and say to me that these refs aren't being put in these impossible situations.
Got the stats, if you would like them. 2013, 201 games, and there was 15 sin bins, two send-offs. 2021... only 116 games. Oh, no, sorry. This is halfway through 2021. Let's go 2020. No, let's go 2019 because it's 200 games. 62 sin bins, one send-off. Last year, 78 sin bins, like halfway through the year, and five send-offs.
Wow.
Far out. So half amount of games and already more.
Yeah.
Well, four times more.
Far out. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy, man.
The big change was 2016. There was 17 sin bins. Sorry, 2016, there were 17 sin bins. 2017, there were 43 sin bins. And then 2018, there was 112 sin bins. So those are the 3 years.
If we get 17 in a month, I'm not shocked.
No, not at all. No way.
There's games where we're having 3 and 4.
Yeah, well, you look at, there's fucking three sitting
there,
in the bin.
There was two
Raiders
in the Tigers Bulldogs.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy, man. Crazy. Anyway, so look, hopefully the directive above and the bunker I don't know. I hate to bag the rest because they got the worst fucking job in the world. No one gives them any. We have to, like, when you look at all the bad calls, you have to remember, what about all the good calls that they do? What about all the, you know, great games that we see where the refs are fantastic? You don't talk about them because the more a ref does his job, the less you notice him. So I personally think it's more the directives above that have made it harder for him. I don't think it's the ref's fault. I do think the bunker definitely has deteriorated a little bit, needs an improvement. But yeah, we had to speak about it. So Knights fans, especially with that obstruction, it was at a crucial time in the game. Broncos don't score that try. I still think the Broncos win. But the thing is we don't know. We don't know what would happen if that try isn't scored.
But that's the disappointing thing. That I thought the Broncos were the better team, but it's hard to praise the Broncos crazy because those things did happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's and it takes away from the Broncos' great effort.
Yeah.
Incredible effort.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.